USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Target officials say a global outage would shut down checkout registers at most, though not all, of its stores yesterday was not caused by hackers or by a virus, but by an unspecified internal network problem. This man was at a Target on New York's Long Island. He says he had just grabbed some Father's Day cards when he noticed the checkout lines were unexpectedly long.
Wasn't about to go to another store. I love the cards that I picked. Was sort of waited out. I had nothing else really to do.
The problem corrected at most locations a couple of hours after it began. Newark, New Jersey's Liberty International Airport opened again after it was shut down when a United Airlines jet slid off a runway on landing yesterday. The flight was coming in from Denver when officials say it experienced multiple flat tires. The airline says a few of the 166 people aboard reported minor injuries. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An act of treason. That's what President Trump is calling a Saturday story in the New York Times, claiming the administration's been targeting Russia's power grid as part of an ongoing operation to counter cyber attacks. Trump tweets, the article is a virtual act of treason and bad for our country. The owners of California's Santa Anita Racetrack have agreed to new safety procedures after the deaths of 29 thoroughbred horses there since December. They include adding a five-member team with the power to remove horses that don't appear to be in good condition. Critics say that plan doesn't go nearly far enough. Rain could not stop the party in downtown St. Louis yesterday. Tens of thousands of hockey fans celebrating their Stanley Cup champion Blues. They beat the Boston Bruins on Wednesday in Game 7 to win their first ever NHL championship. Blues center Ryan O'Reilly says it's all still just sinking in for him.
I can't believe I'm here right now and a Stanley Cup champion.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Firefighters investigating a fire at a Catholic church in the El Paso, Texas area yesterday morning as arson. It was the third time a Catholic church experienced fire in that area since early May. Firefighters determined in the previous cases that incendiary devices placed outside the structures started the fires, but yesterday's fire is the first time flames actually were found inside the church. President Trump says he's been briefed on alleged UFO sightings by members of the U.S. military, and the admission came during that interview a few days ago with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos. But asked specifically about recent reports of Navy pilots saying that they've encountered unexplained objects, the president said he didn't particularly believe all of the accounts.
Do you think you'd know if there were evidence of extraterrestrials?
Well, I think our great pilots would know. And some of them really see things that are a little bit different than in the past. So we're going to see. But we'll watch it. You'll be the first to know.
And well-known Italian director Franco Zeffirelli is dead at the age of 96, known for his extravagant opera productions and popular film versions of Shakespeare. Zeffirelli directed the popular 1968 version of Romeo and Juliet, a spokesman for the director confirming that he died at his home in Rome yesterday. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes. Oh.